Wow, guys, this is a record-breaking number of people that have signed up for the 40-day challenge this year. So welcome for a whole new batch of people that just signed up. It's going to be great. If anybody, I know you missed the introduction and yesterday's first entry. If anybody would like, I don't want to have to repost it for everyone. So if anybody individually would like for me to send it to them, I'm happy to do that. So welcome. We are on day two and Chodesh Tov. Today is the first day of Elul, and it's still Rosh Chodesh today, and it is called Being Honest with Ourselves. That's the theme of the chapter, and if you read the chapter from the book, you'll remember the story that I told about Dr. Ben Carson. He became famous because, if you remember, a number of years ago, he ran for the presidency, but by that time, he was already known for being one of the world's leading neuroscientists. He became very famous because he separated these co-joined twins. No other doctor could do this. But he confided that when he was very young, he had a terrible, terrible struggle with anger and with rage. And when he was 14, he lunged at a friend with a camping knife, and had the knife not his friend's belt buckle, he might have killed him. And he then, you know, he had a really awful situation with anger and rage. And he realized that if he didn't do something about it, his life would be over before it began. And he worked on it. And he was incredibly honest in this interview where he talks about how, you know, just fit with rage he was, unfortunately. And through very hard and focused work, he learned how to control his anger. And he went on to getting a full scholarship to Yale, and he eventually became this world-famous neurosurgeon. Now, I shared this because this theme today is all about honesty and being honest with ourselves. And I mentioned a piece of Torah, actually, from this week's coming Parsha that I'd like to share with you. It's very, very powerful. It's simple but powerful. Torah tells us in Parsha Shoftim, which is all about judges and laws, lo sakir panim, do not recognize faces. This is talking about a judge not being partial to anyone in particular. And he continues to say, velo tikach shochad, that a judge, of course, is forbidden to accept a bribe. Ki ha-shochad yaver enei chachamim, because a bribe veers away the eyes of the sages, visalef divrei tzadikim, and it makes crooked the words of the tzadikim, of the righteous. And the rabbis ask the question, why doesn't the Torah just say that the bribe, you know, corrupts? And why does it have to say that it turns away the wise and it makes crooked the words of the sages? Why do you have to bring the sages and the wise people into this? I mean, a bribe, you know, messes up everyone. And the answer, like many of the commentaries explain, is that it impacts everyone. No one is immune to something as alluring as money, not even the wise and the just. And if the wise and the just can be corrupted by money, by a bribe, then how much more so everyone else? And the truth is, we all possess a good inclination. We all possess an evil inclination. So even the wise and the just can succumb to temptation. And I mentioned in the chapter how the Chafetz Chaim, Rav Nachman of Breslov, who two great rabbis, who everybody would agree possess these saintly characters, they both admitted that by nature they were not easygoing people and that they had to work on their own anger, on containing their anger. So this is something we all struggle with. And being honest, if you're not honest, if you can't acknowledge the problem, you can't work on the problem. And I want to mention every day something from the new book, The Jewish Experience, which is coming out in a couple of weeks after Labor Day, actually. So I mentioned in the book, in the chapter on prayer, that prayer really, I said, is like a mirror. I actually have a little picture of somebody looking in a mirror. The book has some nice pictures. And it was a nice metaphor for really what tefillah is, because what is tefillah fundamentally? We say these words, and that's why there's a mitzvah to actually hear yourself say the words. The sitter is supposed to be, I don't know, last time you kind of looked at a sitter and there was a little mirror in it. We don't really have that, maybe in a tefillin, to make sure the tefillin on the head part goes where it's supposed to go. But the prayer book I liken to a mirror, because what we're doing is we're saying certain words. And we're trying to reflect on those certain words. And the words of the prayer book really reflect our values and our beliefs. So I wake up in the morning and I say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. I believe in a one and only God, even though I can't see him. But am I living in accordance with that belief? Or I take another prayer that speaks about other kind of values that I have. And I say the words. That's why it's important to hear what we pray and not pray with our eyes, but pray with our lips. Because when you say certain things and you listen and you hear yourself, someone who's in therapy for many years will know that it could take a long time to actually say something. You could read it on a piece of paper, but it's not as impactful psychologically as when you hear yourself say something. So you say a phrase, a line from the prayers, I thank you, God, for waking me up in the morning. I mentioned that yesterday. So am I living a life of gratitude? Because I'm expressing gratitude, but am I living that way? So I hear myself say these words, and then I ask myself, am I living up to that? It's honesty. Judaism is brutally honest. My grandfather, blessed memory, my father's father, Harry Wilds, was an honest Litvak. Litvaks were always known as being brutally honest, and you can't get better. You can't improve. Ben Carson could never have become Dr. Ben Carson if he didn't look at himself in the mirror and say, I have an anger issue. Chafetz Chaim did this. Rav Nachman of Breslov, anyone who becomes great in their life has to take an accounting, a good look at ourselves in the mirror and say, hey, I need to do some improving. Nothing wrong with that. None of us was created perfect. And that's what we need to do. And that's what we're trying to do during this period of time now in the 40 Challenge, honesty.